Western Iowa's information leader and classic hits. Playing now on 1380 KCIM and on 95.1 FM.
Good Thursday morning, John Ryan and News Director Nathan Cones here with you this morning. And this hour, Nathan, we're going to turn our attention towards the CADC, the Carroll Area Development Corporation. And we've got a very special guest with us. I'll let you introduce him.
Now we've got Jim Allen here in the studios with us. Jim, want to say thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you. We had a little miscommunication this morning on emails, and I drove quickly to get here. I did not break the speed limit, but I drove quickly.
I was going to say, thanks to the Carroll PD for not pulling Jim over.
Well, they had somebody pulled over, by the way.
But as long as it's not you made it in here. Now, this is so weird. We're going to talk economics rather than beer. I don't know where to start here.
Well, there is economics in beer, but we'll talk about Carroll's CADC and the Development Corporation and how it benefits the county and the city.
Mm-hmm. Now, you announced you're going to step aside as president. You've been on the board a long time. Give us the tenure of how long you've been on the board and how long you've been president.
Well, I was on the board when Mr. Gossett was the director of the chamber, and we'll just say a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I've been president for 8 years. And with CADC, you have three-year terms, and you can just re-up. And as long as there's not a coup and everybody thinks you're doing okay, you can stay as president. But I think it's time, and we've got Mike Franey, who is unable to make it today, but Mike will be the new president. And there's no doubt that Mike will do an exceptional job.
And Mike does serve on the board for the CADC.
Yes, he does.
Vice president, if I remember right.
Right. Mike is on the exec committee. Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt. Everybody has full confidence that Mike will do a good job.
So I wanted to take a look back at just with your time on CADC and involved in economic development. A lot has changed in terms of the challenges facing rural Iowa compared to now, if you kind of not count the pandemic, it's population decline, that type of stuff. What were the challenges when you first started on CADC years ago?
You know, I often would say that economic development is sometimes like a turtle crossing the road. And the challenges we had back then are still the same ones today. We have an aging population in rural. We have a declining population. If you look at the last census, Carroll County fared much better than those around us. And, excuse me, what a lot of people don't think about is other peer communities like us, the Webster Cities, the Pellas, Storm Lakes, Spencers, we're all in competition. We don't vocally say, oh, boy, we want to beat them, but we all are striving to get some of the same things, housing, your labor pool, some type of population growth, youth coming back to your cities or your county. So those challenges haven't changed. We have a housing issue. That's why we did a housing study. We need affordable housing, but what we've determined now is we just need all types of housing for the marketplace. We have to try to retain our workforce and acquire workforce. And something else that's happened in Carroll, we've had a number of legacy family businesses sell. Graphic Edge, Foreigner Bakken, Puck Implement, Schenkelberg Implement. That creates some challenges because now decision makers aren't necessarily living in Carroll.
And so looking at how CADC is involved in that process, obviously when you see a place like JCPenney, when it left downtown Carroll, you guys are often working behind the scenes, talking with potential, and some of that I know you can't go into, but you talk to these businesses and try and recruit them to come, and then you also provide support for local businesses as well. So let's start on the recruitment side. I guess kind of walk us through how that works.
So we've got a program that the city put together. It's called Retail Coach, and they think of them as a national search firm. So they supply a bunch of data for us, population, household income within 35 miles of Carroll, that you can then present to businesses and local, by the way. Our local businesses have access to that data, and it's all free. And Matt Miners at CDC Chamber has that information. So any business that wants to see traffic count, household income, population trend, a local business even shared some of their cell phone data on their peak days. So that's available. So we try to get information to people to say, hey, Carroll is a good place to do business. Keep in mind, many of your large corporations already have numbers. So we have to try to sell them also on Carroll. Now, let's talk a little bit about Penny's building. It's privately owned by a family in Carroll. There's things we can't talk about. There are people looking at it. So you can't, I know everybody wants to know, but there are things you can't say. So believe me, everybody wants something in that building. And we're just not sitting on our hands going, who's going to come by?
It's just important to note that something's being worked on. It's not just sitting there. Biggest takeaway from that.
I think I can safely say people have walked through the building and they were not from Carroll, Iowa. Now, we hope that at some point something happens. But
in the economic world, a year is a pretty quick time frame. 2 years, it can move a little glacial at times. Talk about the GE building, because that was one of the huge success stories you had in your time on the board.
Well, this goes back to Mr. Gossett. So the GE building sits empty, right? And people drive by and businesses would call or other companies would call Mr. Gossett and say, is it for sale? And GE would always say they're in the process of closing. Well, the building had been closed. But if you go back in time to when GE's market cap was several hundred billion dollars, a $3 to $5 million building in Carroll, Iowa is a wisp in the wind. They don't care. So Mr. Gossett and some people from our board at that time had connections to Senator Grassley, who had connections to someone high up with GE. That's how it started, and that's how it got done.
And when a property like that comes available, I mean, do you guys look at, do you want to put multiple things in those buildings, or would you rather keep them all just the same? Or does that have anything to do with you guys?
It doesn't really affect us. We're sort of the group that connects the dots, right? So someone might call up and say, hey, what's going on with this piece of property? And we connect those people that may own it or want to develop it to those who want to do business with it. So that's part of the process.
It's kind of up to them what they do with the property after
right.
that.
Now, can we give them information on funding? And that's something that's really good with our new director, Kimberly Tiefenthaler. She'd worked for SBDC.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of ties into my next question when it comes to really your guys' goal. It's business retention and recruitment. The pandemic brought forth probably the biggest challenge that CIDC has ever seen by a large margin, but that's more of a chamber thing. I know they're kind of interconnected there, but how did the pandemic force CADC to kind of reshape what they did?
I don't know that it forced us a lot into reshaping what we did. Obviously, we changed how we did meetings and everything else. And one of the things that's important, I think, for CADC is that our members interact with each other and share information. And I'll get back to your comment about the pandemic, but CADC, think of it as a networking group. So there are people that go back to the GE building. Someone on the board knew someone in DC very well that got the process started. It, from a pandemic standpoint, we just witnessed how different businesses were doing business differently. And I don't know that it affected us to that degree, like it might have for the chamber.
Let's talk a little bit about you. Why was now the time to step away? Because you said you thought about it last year, but you pulled the trigger this time.
8 years is a long time. And I think it's new blood, some new ideas, new thoughts. It's okay. No matter what board you serve on, when you leave as a president, you want the next person to do better than you did. It's no different than a sports team or anything else. I'm not saying that. CADC is like a sports team, but it's okay. It's time. And Mike, I've said this multiple times. We've got a very good board. We've got excellent staff at the chamber and CADC. And I think things are very positive going forward.
And so just because you're stepping away as president, you're not done with CADC at all. You're still going to be pretty engaged, right?
No, I moved to the exec committee and I'll stay on the board for as long as they decide to keep me.
What drew you to the CADC in the first place? I mean, you've been involved for so long. Obviously, you must enjoy that kind of work.
I signed a long-term contract with Mr. Gossett, so the pay was exceptionally good.
Wow, okay.
No, I believe in Carroll, and I think CADC helps the county. It's it's the business of growing the economics of the county, and I have an interest in that. So that's why I decided to join the board.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people say, oh, I'm so busy, you know, just doing this, this, and this. You truly are. I mean, all the things you've been dabbling in the last few years, Kemper Foundation, you've been on the CADC, you're part owner of the Merchants and things like that. I mean, talk about your involvement in Carroll, why you do that much. And how much time does all that take?
Well, you start off by thinking, oh, this won't take much time, but it does, and it can. Those committees that you get on and things you serve, if you've got good board members, it's not as much work as you think. And, you know, I went to Kemper. I believe in what they do. The foundation was important. Jack Tyne, an old friend who had asked me to get on the board, and John Steffes had confidence in me. And so I said, yeah, sure, I'll get on that. Why not? So, you know, and my wife, Deb, we want to take a little bit of time and get out of town once in a while. And by getting away from some of these boards, it gives you a little bit more free time. I'm still going to be in the beer business, though.
That's not changing anytime soon.
No, that's not changing quickly.
Talk about just what you see in the future for Carroll. I mean, is Carroll a vibrant, growing community? Is there a lot of opportunities out there? I mean, you're in the know to tell us.
When you look at Carroll compared to other communities, yeah, we have a lot of positives. You know, it's interesting. We one of our previous meetings, we brought in a site consultant to do a Zoom meeting and talk about, excuse me, your community as other industries look at it. And the one takeaway from that was, yeah, Carroll's got a great school system. We have a good hospital. We have fire department, police, safety, good roads. And this consultant said, there's 15,000 towns in America just like you. What's different? So we have to sell not just quality of life. We have to sell quality of place, which means we have trails. We have variety of retail. We have things that people can do. We have diversity in our industry, which is extremely important, which brings different people in. We're not focused really on one factory or a factory town, so to speak. So we have to continue to have some diversity in our business and continue the things we do really well now, the core things of quality of life. But quality of place is something CADC is kind of a mission statement. We want to make the county, not just Carroll, the county a good place to live. So I have things to do and places to go.
We haven't talked about this angle yet. We always talk about you guys work hand in hand with the Carroll Chamber and other places like that. How closely do you work with the cities, with the city council, with the city managers, and things like that?
Well, we have to be extremely good friends with the supers, county supervisors, and the city. They fund us. About a third of our funding comes from the city, and a third of our funding comes from the county. And in fact, we just made a presentation to the supervisors. So they're on our board. A member of that group is on our board. And we want to rekindle our at least monthly meetings with the city. And the city wants us to be involved in the housing study and other projects. So you need to be on the team. We need to be together and talk about what we need to do. So, you know, making Carroll County better and making the city better is everything we're all about.
So what are you proudest of your time on the board and time as president? I mean, is there anything you can point out, or is it just the people?
You know, there isn't really one thing. And you might look back and go, well, we didn't score an industry that has 500 people, and we didn't do this, or maybe that didn't happen. But we haven't lost. Our population's been fairly steady. We haven't lost major industry. We keep plowing ahead. And I think the one thing that's really good about CADC is we have up to 40 members that all want the same thing. They all want the same thing. They want a better county and they want a better city. So the GE building's a big accomplishment. It's just kind of cool how that process happened. And again, you mentioned behind the scenes, there's no cloak and dagger there. It's just this guy knows this guy who knows that guy who can get something done. That happens everywhere.
Yeah, there's no super secret code rings or anything.
No. We're not that group.
So yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's behind the scenes, and it just needs to be kept on the quiet, because you don't want to sink a deal before it, you know, with a lot of talk beforehand. That could almost be the worst enemy of everything.
You know, confidentiality is important. Mm-hmm. And granted, you'd love to be able to go out and say, "Oh, look, this is going on, that's going on," but you can't.
How hard is that not to celebrate when you know a success over the years? You know a success is coming, and you can't really tell people until it's time.
Well, I think if you decide that that's just how you're going to do it, that's just how it goes. Okay. We talk about that often at CADC. How much should we talk about? And should we be a more quiet group, a more vocal group? But we struggle with that once in a while, about how much we want to pound our chest. But the end game is... Yes, the end game, do we want something in pennies? Yes. Did we want the GE building sold? Yes. Do we want to get Carroll four-laned to Ames? Yes. And we have someone on our board, Adam Schwerz, who's doing an exceptional job as chair of the Highway 30 Coalition, who's not getting paid anything for that job, but he's doing a great job trying to get Highway 30 four-laned. You talk about a turtle crossing the road.
That's literally, yeah. That's glacial highway, slow when you're talking about
look
that.
Look at how long it took Highway 20.
I think that was 35, 40 years, something like that, right?
Something like that to finish that, yeah. So we got to wrap things up here with Jim, but super excited, by the way, just to throw in this, the Carroll Merchants, hopefully back this summertime in the Mink League. Super exciting stuff, and you guys have to be doing a ton of work with that.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. We got a coach hired, and we're now trying to build a team. We've got a schedule done. The Mink League, which, interesting, this stands for Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas. There are no Nebraska teams, and there's no Kansas teams. There will be three Iowa teams, Clarinda, Des Moines, and us. We'll have more doubleheaders than we will. We'll have less home dates, same number of games, but travel. So teams come up, they're going to play a doubleheader, spend the night, and then take off. So we're going to do the same thing. Our budget's going to jump because we're now going to need a bigger roster, more pitchers. Anybody throw the ball? Can you guys?
I can throw it, but you will not.
You're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel if you're calling me out.
Yeah, I would be considered a junk ball pitcher. I just barely loop it over the plate. But
so anyway, we're going to have overnights, and just it's going to be a better league. They've been around a long time. The type of play should be very good. And we're excited about it.
So you want to break some news and tell us who the head coach is?
No, I cannot.
Much like other
dagger.
Things.
It's cloak and dagger. No. Jim, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate your time and congratulations on a great run. You're still on the board, but stepping aside as president, we know Mike, and Mike's going to do a fantastic job.
Mike sells Carroll.
Yeah.
Right? He'll mm-hmm. do a great job. I want to thank you for letting me come in. And, you know, small town, took me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I drove quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Anyone who's lived in a big city, I've done the metropolitan thing before
yeah.
and couldn't love Carroll more just based on the fact it takes me 4 minutes to get here.
Exactly.
Every morning.
So, all right.
Well,
Jim, thanks so much. Appreciate that. So once again, Jim Allen, outgoing president of the CADC, joining us here this morning.